hot summer's night in Bernie's main plaza, hundreds of people sit in lawn chairs while children run around playing. The large pointy-topped metal and wood gazebo is filled with musicians, many dressed in Bavarian costumes.
In dirndls and lederhosen. I loved it.
Carol Westermeyer describes going to her first Bernie Village Band performance about 8 years ago.
And so you'll see little kids dancing around the whole time or running around. And some of them like to play in the fountain, so they're dipping in the water a little bit. But it's a completely huge family get-together picnic kind of arrangement.
Think Norman Rockwell.
I'm Jim Westermeyer. I'm the lucky man who's married to Carol Westermeyer. Every time we go to the plaza, we meet young and old people. It also brings to mind our own personal German roots. We do have German ancestry.
Westermeyer. Right?
Westermeyer, right.
The Germans love their music. Absolutely love it.
Patrick Heath Public Library researcher Betty Edmonds. German immigrants landed on the Texas coast in the late 1840s and had to walk all the way to Bernie, dragging their instruments along with them.
It was 1860 that Dr. Carl Dinger organized the band together. And the main thing to remember about this band is that they were very highly educated and very well versed in music.
He first formed what the Sängerverein, the singing association.
Terry Slazak sings with the Bernie Village Band.
And then they thought maybe it'd be nice if they had some musical accompaniment for some of this. So they formed this band, and initially it was called the Bernie Brass and String Band.
Eventually, major historical events made things tough for the band. World Wars I and II.
The feeling against the Germans were very, very bad, to say the least. And a lot of people even changed their names. They anglicized them.
But the band stayed together through it all. Time marched on, and time itself gave the band this unusual honor.
They are the oldest continuous German band in the world outside of Germany.
Then a big change for the band in the form of the mayor who governed Bernie for 20 years.
I'm Patrick Heath.
Back in 1991, seeing the city wasn't promoting its German roots, he decided to create something new based on something old.
Abendkonzert.
Right, and Abend being what evening?
Evening concert.
Every other Tuesday evening all summer long, the Bernie Village Band plays in that gazebo on Main Plaza. The highlight may be the march. Terry Slazak.
So every concert we have a march for the kids, and if they're getting too antsy, it gives them something to do. And the girls from the Bergesfest, the queen and the princesses and everything, they march the kids all around the park.
Kids line up one behind the other and snake through the crowd as the band plays on. It feels almost as if you're visiting a time long past. Patrick Heath is philosophical about what the tradition means to the city.
What we have done in Bernie is try to keep at least a modicum of that small town feeling and the small town values. And a good way to do that is to sit on a blanket on the lawn of Main Plaza and listen to old-time German music.
Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.